Now, if we want to measure our cell voltage in aqueous solution, what is commonly measured is a thing called EH. Now, the EH then is measured using a platinum wire electrode. So in that case there, you can see that we have got a platinum indicator electrode. This is called a working electrode. And over here, we've got the reference electrode, which is saturated calomel. Who remembers from first year what calomel was? The mercury mercurous chloride paste. Okay, this is one of the standard reference electrodes. What was another standard reference electrode? Silver chloride. Yeah. So we're going to look at those electrode systems again, because we go back to our friend the pH meter, allowing for the fact that in water chemistry it's redox processes and it's acid-base processes that are exceptionally important, then we must be very comfortable with how we measure pH. So we'll go back and look in a little bit more detail again at that pH electrode. Now the platinum wire then is measuring that voltage relative to the reference electrode, so we've got a redox potential. Because it's measured relative to this standard reference electrode, we're then able to relate the value for this one back to our standard hydrogen electrode, and hence the value that we obtained here is called an EH, because it's actually the voltage relative to the standard hydrogen electrode. If we get a more positive value, then we're into an oxidizing environment. So here with lots of oxygen, we'll end up with an EH of 0.8 volts. If we end up with a lot of sulfate present, for instance, then we'll end up with a negative value, indicating more reducing environment. So now we're saying, simply plonk that probe into the water. You look at the value to figure out if it's an oxidizing water or it's a reducing water. So a swamp then would be an example of a reducing environment, and a pool will be an example of an oxidizing environment. The probes that are used to measure this are called ORP probes, oxidation reduction potential probes, and they will not necessarily have a little platinum wire, they might have a ring of platinum sitting in them that's used, and instead of a calomel, the standard ORP these days uses silver chloride, because this is a more stable reference electrode. And the values that come out are in volts. So our multi-probe that we'll be using out in the field then, we've got a couple of them. One of them is able to measure ORP values, so you will be measuring that in the natural waters that we go and look at. There's a picture of a standard one, and in this case here, these scales multi-range, that one there, probably, can't really read that thing very well to see that it's actually giving volts as the unit there, because you can see it's probably giving me degrees C, pH, I reckon, and probably ORP, and we'll find prints at the top. Downside, it relies on a solution having a moderate conductivity, plenty of ions. If it's not an electrolyte solution, then the probe doesn't work very well. So if you're putting it into distilled water, then the results that you're going to get out of one of these ORP probes will be pretty dubious, because there's simply not enough conductivity to get a reliable reading. In contrast, if you're going into a polluted environment like acid mine drainage waters, so if we go up maybe around Herberton or somewhere, stick it into a creek out there, then you will find that you have got accurate values because there's sufficient conductivity in the water to allow the probe to work successfully.